Today, this sign on Santa Monica Pier attracts a steady stream of travelers who pose by it. Interestingly, it's a replica of a sign that disappeared over a half century ago, but a sign that is the destination for motorists from the U.S. and around the globe. The story of that famous sign is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Route 66 spans a distance of nearly 2,500 miles from Chicago to Santa Monica Pier in California. Dan Rice says the pier is really just the traditional ending of the Mother Road.
The official end at Lincoln Olympic is about 9 blocks away, but it has no sign there. It's never been celebrated. There's no marker at all. So more people have come here than have ever gone to the official end.
An old movie prop sign that read Route 66, End of the Trail, made the pier the popular western end of the road. But Dan Rice says that sign vanished decades ago.
I had bought the rights to that old sign because it had disappeared back in the 50s. Many of the older folks who walked the pier in the morning, when I opened, they would stop and introduce themselves. And they saw that I had bought the rights to sign because I had put it on one of my t-shirts. And they said, oh, where'd you find the old sign? And I'd say, well, what do you know about the old sign?
Dan's kiosk on the pier, called 66 to Cali, became a hit with locals and those traveling the old route.
I was selling so many of the shirts. A guy here, the executive director of the pier, came to me and he said, hey, I'm seeing this shirt everywhere. What's the story on this sign? He didn't know because it had been gone for 50 years. So I told him and he said, well, heck, if you own the rights to the sign and we own the pier, would you be interested in putting the sign back up? I said, I would love to put it back up.
So Dan had the sign recreated. On the 83rd birthday of Route 66, that sign was dedicated on Santa Monica Pier, just steps from Dan's kiosk.
If we can create an awareness about Route 66 on a pier that has 6 million people annually visit it, then people start talking about it in younger generations.
Dan is one of those younger generations and a man who has made the entire trip across the route 26 times. Why does he make most of those trips? Story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Santa Monica, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.